Hello guys, welcome to our show. This is our podcast that the youth of Polonia talks about Christmas and how in our culture, which is Polish-American, how we blend both of those two cultures and how we celebrate Christmas. So I'll start with my name. I'm Clara.
My name is Martha.
I'm Teresa.
I'm Charles.
So Christmas and how we celebrate it. I know Polish tradition, it's very common to like go all out on Christmas Eve rather than Christmas Day.
Yeah, a lot of my American friends are jealous because they have been jealous, especially when we were kids, because we got to open our Christmas presents on Christmas Eve, according to Polish tradition, and they, who don't do that, obviously, because they're not Polish, were waiting until Christmas morning, and I thought that was always nice. But of course, it also has a background. And there's a reason for why Polish people do it on Christmas Eve. It's because we celebrate more of Jesus being born during the night. And so after we go to that Christmas Eve Mass, then we would open presents afterward. So there's always a background, which is kind of cool.
I like the fact that in Polish tradition, there's always a reason. Everything that happens during those like 2 days, especially Christmas Eve, like there's this dinner, Christmas Vigil, Vigilia in Polish, where you eat, you have 12 dishes and you eat all of them. No, not all of them, but like as much as you can, you know. So
in my family, you have to try every one of them.
Yeah. Yeah, same here. Like at least one bean or like one piece of like fish or
one noodle.
Yeah, the cool thing is like all about these dishes that they have a reason for being 12 apostles,
12 tribes of Israel.
True.
One very interesting contrast I'd like to make about Polish celebrations of Christmas and the ones that I've experienced growing up in the United States was the fact that Saint Nicholas comes not on Christmas Eve, but literally on December 6th, the feast day of Saint Nicholas. Saint Nicholas would bring the presents a month early. Whenever there was Santa's workshop and I was little, I'd be thinking to myself, wait, why is this happening? Didn't this already happen? Santa's late with his presents. Why is there another present happening?
You shouldn't
right
be mad
now?
About that.
It's
though.
Better for us getting two times the presents.
Yeah, that's another
yes.
thing.
I had a very ordered mind back then, very literal mind, and I was wondering why there was this sort of situation. Comparing and contrasting different cultures and the different celebrations of Christmas.
Yeah, that's always fun, though. Like, if you see in other cultures, they have all these different traditions. But I know that ours is very
elaborate.
And it's very Christian-centered,
Catholic-centered. Yeah, Catholic-centered, yeah.
Yeah, but you could also see in what Charles was saying, like, the blending of the two cultures, because now us, living here, our parents not just gave us gifts on Saint Nicholas, but we also got gifts on Christmas Eve because, like, I remember being a little girl and my dad would be like, oh, the first star, right? The first star for Vigilia, for Christmas Vigil, and that's when Santa would come. So, like, he would try to combine the American culture and the Polish culture into one.
Yeah, I remember looking for a star in Chicago, but there are none. Maybe like the airplane, you know, the moving star could be like this. It works.
There's also the tradition of the opłatek, which is like very important in Polish tradition, where you have wafer, I think what it would be called. You have it blessed beforehand and you go around with your family and you wish them blessings and all these other wishes, but you also sometimes say sorry for things that you've done during the year,
or like say things that you didn't say all year, but like you feel like that's the best
right time.
Yeah, that's the right time. I broke your phone, like, and I don't know what happened. You lost it, maybe.
Which I kind of like it because it's like you can say things that not only about being sorry, but also like why you appreciate your brother or your sister, or your mom or your dad, or something that you usually don't tell them during the year. And it just makes it all the more special.
I also like how everyone tries to settle things in a peaceful, kind way around the table with family during that time, because otherwise things will just sit and sit for a very long time. And it is a good time just to ask forgiveness for different things that happened then.
So besides sharing the opłatek and apologizing and being nice to each other, the dishes that come after, they are all meatless, but that relates to the preparation for Advent. And another thing we do in Advent is that we don't sing Christmas carols. That's a popular thing in American tradition.
We keep hearing them in stores and all, and yes, constantly outside.
From Thanksgiving, you hear Mariah Carey, and it's, I think, a little bit annoying. And then once Christmas is done, when Polish people start celebrating till
February,
we don't have no Christmas songs, and I would like some. Anyways,
they stop like right at Christmas.
That or New Year's, almost right after Christmas, like two or three days afterwards.
Yeah,
it's kind of
you see
sad.
Christmas trees being thrown out.
Oh, it's sad. I've seen Christmas trees out the door the next day.
Yeah,
the 26th.
And yeah, I know in some Polish traditions, they just decorate the Christmas tree on Christmas Eve.
Yes, that's my family.
Yeah. And I'm just like, hey, some people got this backwards. You prepare for Christmas. You don't celebrate before.
You don't celebrate Christmas during Advent.
It makes the whole winter much more enjoyable because, like, I see it this way. Because when, like, in Poland, you see in Poland that, like, everything's all colorful and warm. And over here, it's just gray. It just turns gray, guys.
Yeah, everybody hates January here, but Polish people are celebrating Christmas in January.
It's lifted from the Orthodox tradition because they have their Christmas, like, at least 2 weeks forward.
Yeah, but then you can also see why, how the Polish tradition is more, again, Catholic-based because of Advent first, so we're preparing, and then we're celebrating Christmas. So you can see how it differs from American tradition, that they're already singing all these Christmas songs, which are not really always Christmas-based.
Yeah.
They're just talking about snow and bells
and reindeer. Sleds.
Yeah, they're trying to avoid the Christ in Christmas, basically.
Yeah. That's deep.
They don't want to offend anybody.
No, that's not true. Listen, if they're not trying to offend anybody, they're not doing a good job because I am offended that they omitted my holiday there.
The Christmas carols, the Polish Christmas carols, are so much more meaningful, and they can almost bring you to tears sometimes, some of them. Yeah. They're like very deep.
The ones from the mountain region songs.
Oh, yeah.
Oy Maluszki, or Nie było miejsca dla ciebie, that one too.
Yeah, that one especially.
Those are so pretty.
Here they try to avoid any sort of meaningful introspection about what Jesus went through as a baby. Mm-hmm. When he had to go looking for a house, was born in a stable because no one accepted him, and then had to run because King Herod wanted to cleanse. That is a really bad word to use, but he literally killed every baby boy under 2 years.
But there's this really nice song, an American song, Mary, Did You Know? It's really popular because it has so much meaning. It talks about Mary and what her role is as a mother of God.
And her struggles.
And like now Polish people are singing in Polish. Mm-hmm. They translated it. Because I know my choir does that. And like it's kind of funny because I know it sounds better in English, but like we try. So it has meaning, and I guess Polish people like
this
that.
This is something completely new, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, it's been around for like 5 years or something, right? At this point, or even more, maybe more.
It's been around for a while, but there was different versions. See, but like Christmas carols and just Christmas songs you hear in the mall, they're all different.
Yeah.
But like, I think even though the American Catholic Christmas is a lot more mellow than what we have in the Polish tradition. Like, I don't know if I mentioned this before, but like on Christmas Eve, not only do we have the Vigilia, but afterwards, at midnight, we have midnight mass. Yeah. Before that, there's usually 1 hour of all the choirs in a church gathering and singing different carols. I think that's like a very special tradition because I am part of choirs. So it's like a big deal for my family and those involved. And then when we come back from Christmas Eve Mass, then we open the presents and we celebrate the next day, just, I guess, within our own family. And then the second day of Christmas, which like is a thing most people don't know about, even Polish people, that there's 2 days of Christmas, then we go celebrate visiting friends like mm-hmm. for the whole yeah. next week. And then singing yes, to sing Christmas songs, to eat cookies, to get more presents that they couldn't give us or whatever. And then this lasts up to February 2, I guess.
It was also a big deal, I guess, for me and my siblings versus our friends, because in my family, and I'm sure in other Polish families, because it was a Catholic Polish tradition to go to church Christmas Eve for the Mass, mm-hmm. to go to church Christmas Day, mm-hmm. and then usually to go the next day, the 26th.
St.
Stephen's. Mm-hmm. And in American culture, you go Christmas Day. And that's
only.
It. If you went Christmas Eve, you don't go Christmas Day. And of course, growing up, sometimes we had a hard time with that, but it has a meaning. Like, it, you could just see how much more the Polish traditions are like Catholic based, and mm-hmm. it's really mm-hmm. nice if
it's
you
beautiful.
Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's beautiful.
So basically, what we want you to take from this is to just appreciate how much our Polish traditions, our Polish culture gave us, and how much insight into the Catholic Christian faith that these traditions bring us to. Yeah, we're happy and we're proud to be Polish Catholic Americans living here in Chicago, and
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, everybody!